All right, everybody, it is that time. The CEO Mindset Podcast has reached the final episode of the season. I'm super excited to do a slight recap and just give you some behind the scenes of how the season came to be in the first place. I want to share a few of the things that I thought were important this season, and then some of the lessons that I learned and things that I want to take care of or, you know, incorporate into my business moving forward that I found very helpful throughout the season. So if that sounds like something that you want to know more about, I encourage you to listen to this episode or watch this episode and then go back and watch or listen to the previous episodes of the season to get a clearer understanding of some of the conversations from the interviews or some of the tips and techniques that I shared with you in some of the episodes. I think it would be quite helpful for you to go back and do that. And it would be helpful to me, and I would definitely appreciate it. Additionally, what I would love for you to do after listening to this final episode is think of some topics that you would like for me to cover in next season. I'm still trying to chew on what I want to talk about next season, and you can have some input into that. So if you have any thoughts on ideas or topics that you'd like for me to cover, feel free to DM me on my Instagram page, AFPatrick, or you can leave a comment down below at the bottom of this episode in the show notes, after the show notes, or if you're watching this on YouTube, you can leave a comment there as well. So let's get into it, you know, let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we? All right, the first thing that I want to say is the reason that I decided to do a season on Black excellence, or just it started off as Black excellence, and I think I weaved it in and out throughout the season, but it was about, like, those of us who are minorities in this country at the beginning of the year saw a huge shift in the way things were being discussed, the way they were being approached, and there were a lot of people in my space that had concerns about the direction that the country was going. And then there were a lot of people who are in my circle who think very similarly to the administration. And I've had those conversations with them. It's clear to me that some of them are just living in their own little bubble without understanding some of the challenges that the rest of us face in this country. And I wanted to address that in a way that was helpful to all parties involved, because it's just about, you know, owning who you are and then walking in your excellence. But primarily it was geared towards my minority brothers and sisters who are struggling right now and started struggling at the top of the year. So I saw the writing on the wall. I saw that this year was going to be a little bit more challenging in terms of opportunities, in terms of people's self-esteem, in terms of people's feeling like they are an imposter in their space, in terms of people feeling frustrated and angry. And I wanted to remind people that we are still excellent. We still hold value. We may have to look in a different direction to showcase that value. We may have to approach things differently when we are looking for opportunities, but we still have the value. Nothing has changed in that regard. And so that's really, when I saw the writing on the wall, that was something that I really wanted to address. Some of the things that happened to me, I was doing government contracts. I was up for a little over $1 million in contracts, one of which was with the Civil Rights Museum, the Civil Rights Cold Case Board. And unfortunately, the civil rights situation went away. And they closed down that request for a proposal. And though I had submitted it and was very proud of my submission, because it was my first actual submission, I've worked government contracts before, but not having submitted for the contract, I was a sub. But I was super excited about it because not only did I like go through just the stress of doing it, but I did it myself. I did not hire it out and I was super proud of it. And so at the top of the year, I saw the writing on the wall with respect to minorities and their excellence being sort of pushed aside when things that I was up for in the minority space as it relates to government was being shut down. DEI was a huge issue at the top of the year. And if you are not a minority in this country, and maybe some minorities in this country, I don't know, but I feel like there is a lack of understanding about who all benefited from DEI. But I think in some people's heads, it was minorities like brown and black people, when that's not always the case. You know, white women benefited from DEI as well. But I think we missed the point in this country when we removed that from some industries because in some companies. Because by all accounts, if given the opportunity to give a opportunity to someone who looks like you, someone that you feel more comfortable with, someone that you might be, you know, in family with, you know, nepotism is real. If you don't have something in place that gives the checks and balances to make sure everyone has the opportunity for the position, then you run the risk of people being the best person for the job, not even being considered because they don't look like you, or they don't hold the same values, or they don't have the same political affiliation. And when you don't have something that says, no, you have to look at all candidates, regardless of your preference, you don't have something like that in place, then you are, again, running the risk of the right person not being hired or even looked at. Another thing that was happening where I saw the writing on the wall, there were tons of discussions around the idea of Project 25 and people, you know, saying that it wasn't real, it wasn't a thing. And though I did not read it all the way through, there were segments that I did read. And I mean, a lot of it held true. And I think there was a lot of fear associated with what was going to happen with that. And, you know, if you are not given the, if no one's really inspiring you to stand on, you know, your excellence or to recognize your excellence or uncover your excellence, it's easy to think that you are going to be left behind. And with this season, I really wanted to encourage people to dig deep, to learn and understand what their value was so that they could walk in it and find, develop their own opportunities in their space, because we can't rely on other people at this point. Like, you can't rely on people to be fair. You can't rely on people to set forth policies and procedures to make sure everyone has an opportunity and not just the people that they like. So we have to develop our own opportunities. And I started to see the writing on the wall very early in this season, which is why the very early episodes of the podcast are talking about how to become more educated in your space, how to become more of an expert, how to be more diligent in your efforts, all of that. And I had interviews where I was talking to people in the financial industry, people who were executives in their company, to really talk about the dynamic behind the scenes of some of these industries, some of these jobs, and how it may look good on the surface, but there were still a lot of challenges in addition to ways that we as minorities could step up. And I wanted to encourage us to do that. I even dealt with my own, you know, imposter syndrome, because I pivoted my business this year and there wasn't, I was relying on some of those contracts to help me sort of, you know, still the water, if you will, and get my feet wet and like really start to get hone in on what I wanted to do and use that as experience to get more private training and consulting jobs. And when that went away, a lot of the year was spent sort of reinforcing myself and encouraging myself, and reminding myself of my excellence. And so I saw the writing on the wall, and I really wanted to help others who may be in the same area or same space that I was in, watching all this happen in real time, having the fear, being anxious about the future, being angry about where we are and the emboldened behavior that was happening at the top of the year. I really wanted to address that and say, you know, hang on, guys. Yes, it looks bleak. Yes, it looks like we're going backwards, and it's scary. But we have to remember that we are a strong people, and we have the tenacity. We have the ability. We have the education. We have the energy. We have the numbers to actually make change. We just need to understand our excellence and start walking in it. And I really, at the top of the year, wanted to emphasize that more than anything. Now, listen, I know that it seems like it was a little intense, and maybe it was, you know, just listening to what I'm saying right now may sound like, oh, this isn't for me, but it is for you, because I believe that when we understand each other, it makes it easier for us to come to conclusions that are helpful for everyone and not just ourselves. And at the very least, we understand someone else's perspective, where they're coming from. We may be able to understand their decision making. We don't have to agree with it, but we'll understand it. And so if you just listen to what I said and you think to yourself, wow, this is not in my wheelhouse. I'm not Black. I'm not a minority. You should still listen to the episodes, because I think it'll be very helpful in shaping your mindset around some of your decisions or some of the things that you think right now. You may find, as I did throughout the season, that maybe some of my thinking is a little antiquated. Maybe yours is a little antiquated. Maybe it's a little uninformed. And listening to some of the people that I interview will help to inform you, so that then you can think twice about some of the decisions you make. So don't discount it because I said this season was for primarily my minority brothers and sisters and how to stand on excellence. You need to know how to stand on excellence as well. And the information that I'm sharing with you is not just for people of color. It's for everyone. But I was especially speaking to my people of color, my family of color. So I would encourage you to subscribe to my podcast. Make sure that you have your notifications on YouTube when I upload new videos, because I want you to know when the new season is coming. And guys, guess what? Oh my gosh. News flash. I am going to start a Substack. I haven't started the articles yet. That's what I'm going to be doing here soon. So if you want to be notified when I get my Substack up, I'm going to leave a link to my CEO circle, which is my newsletter circle, and just go ahead and add your name. And when I start the Substack, I will let you know. But I've got a lot of fun ideas for it that aren't like just my thoughts, but I want to educate. I want to share information. I want to give some guidance in areas. So please, please add your name to my newsletter list, so that when the Substack is up and running, I'll be able to share it with you. It's going to be free, you know, for the beginning. So definitely get on while it's free, obviously. And then also, if you would be so kind as to subscribe to the podcast. And like I said earlier, it's a great time between now and the end of the year to just catch up on the episodes from this season and previous seasons. I have an entire playlist on my YouTube channel where you'll be able to watch the podcast episodes. But if you're more of someone who wants to listen, I will have that link in the show notes as well. So that you can just go to AndreaPatrick.com/podcast and you can listen to the podcasts for all the seasons. All right, let's get back to sort of this, you know, walk down memory lane with respect to the podcast season. So the other thing that I saw as I was, you know, recording these episodes was I saw an opportunity to empower people. And, you know, I felt like it was important to empower people and remind them that our country was really built off of the backs of slaves and indigenous people. And though it was a horrible time, and it's clear this country does not want to relive it, what it did was it made us strong. It made us really powerful in our own right. We hold a lot of power. We were innovators. A lot of the things that we appreciate in modern day came from the hand of a minority, specifically Black people. A lot of the conveniences that we have, our culture created it. And I felt like it was an opportunity to remind us of that, of the stock that we come from, of the blood that runs through our veins. We are from that, and we have it in us to be amazing if we step and walk in our excellence. And I wanted to empower us to do that with this season. And I feel like this is the reminder of the excellence that we have and the encouragement of us to find it within ourselves and not be complacent and not stay stagnant and not, you know, bury our head in the sand, but instead step into how amazing we actually are, find our awesome, and then walk in it. I really wanted to do that. And I felt like reminding you of some of the things, like with the Black dandyism at the Met Gala. That was amazing. I did a whole podcast on it because I think we forget that, you know, a lot of our culture influences modern culture. And if we can look at that and say to ourselves, wow, we come from kings and queens. That means I have king and queen blood running through my veins. I am excellent, and I'm going to walk in my excellence. That's what it was about, reminding you and encouraging you. I wanted to also remind you of our ability to overcome adversity. We may be down at times. We may be struggling, stressed out, frustrated, anxious, overwhelmed, but we overcome adversity. We know how to look at a situation, gear up, and get to work. And I wanted to encourage that as well, and remind us that that is a part of our excellence, and that it's okay to feel it. Yes, we all feel it. But what are we going to do about it? Are we going to sit in it? Are we going to let it linger? Or are we going to look at what we can do, operate within our strengths, mitigate those limitations, and go after the thing that we want? Are we going to do that, right? I want us to overcome adversity. And this season was about reminding us that we are excellent. We have everything we need to do the things that we want to do. It may not look the way you want it to look. The climb may not be as straight as you want it to be, but we have what we need to be successful. We have it, and we just have to step into it and own it and then walk it. That's what we have to do, and that is what this season was about. Not only that, but showing you how to become the CEO of you, because you can't lead or grow or any of those things if you don't have a sense of who you are and what you need to do and be your best. And so that was another part of the empowerment of this season, because in overcoming adversity, we have to tap into those strengths. We have to know which landmines to avoid. And if we actually step on one, we need to understand how to triage ourselves with what we know about ourselves. And so, you know, I wanted this season to really be a lot about that and helping you with the tools and techniques and tips to leverage who you are to get the thing that you wanted to get, and understanding what you needed to be your best in those situations. One of the things that I think is just phenomenal that we don't talk enough about, that I think is buried under the rug, is that for years, Black women have been killing it in terms of the most educated in our country. We are some of the most, if not the most educated people in the country. We are powerful. You're strong. And I wanted this episode to remind us, not this episode, but this season. I wanted this season to remind us of that, because I see some who are stuck and are unwilling to take risks and do things that they really want to do for fear of failure or fear of what others might say. We don't need to feel that. We're smart. We are strong. We have what we need. People have stood on our backs for years to accomplish their goals. We need to stand up straight now and accomplish our own. And I wanted to use this season to share that with you. I had a vice president of a bank. I had a vice president of social media for an organization. I had an executive in the leadership space. I had three amazing, very strong Black women come on and talk about various aspects of their industries and what we can do as women, not just Black women, but as women. You know, I was speaking to, I wanted the season to really encourage our Black women, but for all women, they were giving us pearls of information that we can use to really show up and show out. And I really wanted that to showcase. So if you've not watched those three episodes, please, I will link them down below, because I feel like those three women did such a good job in the conversation. And you walk away with so many pearls and so many ideas, because the goal here, like I said, was to truly empower. This season was an opportunity to empower and to encourage. And then lastly, I saw the light, child, and I wanted to shine it on the potential solutions for everybody. One of the things that I talked to you earlier about the fact that I pivoted my business. I was primarily in 2024 doing more marketing strategies. I was doing social media management for people. I was, you know, doing more in the marketing space and loved it. However, I was being pulled to the idea that so many people are struggling in the marketing promotion of their business because they don't have a strategy, but B, they can't create a strategy because they don't really know what they want and they have no idea of the strengths that can get them there. And so I wanted to focus my attention in 2025 on more consulting in the space of marketing strategy and leadership strategy, because I feel like it's important to understand how you connect to your business. And so I saw the light. I saw a light bulb went off in my brain and I was like, this is the direction that I need to go. I need to pivot. And though there was fear and a little bit of trepidation, I did not allow that to stop me from making the adjustment. Now, you know, it's difficult to do that. It's difficult to change ship, you know, jump ship if you are making money on the ship and you need the money. So I get it. But I wanted to just kind of shed light on the idea that just because something is something that you've always done, it doesn't mean it's something you have to continue to do. It's just a matter of having a plan of action and working that plan with the appropriate action in order to achieve the results that you are looking for. And so I saw the light myself and I jumped ship. I pivoted. I now focus primarily on consulting in strategy. I still will consult on marketing strategy, but I won't do it for you. I will guide you. I'm also leaning more into the personal branding aspect where I'm showing you not only how to develop your personal brand, but how to leverage that to achieve your goals. I've always talked about it, but it's never been like the focus because so many people wanted the social media. But I was like, no, you need this piece. And more I talk about it, the more and more I share my thoughts and conversations with executives, with managers, with entrepreneurs, the more I'm hearing just how valuable what I'm saying is because no one's talking about it. People will give you the what, people will give you the why, but not too many people are giving you the how. And when they do give you the how, they only sort of glide over or glaze over the importance of you in your leadership. And they want to tell you, you know, all of the systems. They want to give you all of the industry speak, but they're not telling you how to achieve it for yourself and how it can resonate with you in a way that it sticks and you can maintain your levels of consistency. I wanted others to know that it was okay to pivot. It's okay to change. It's okay to try something new. It's okay to not get it right. I think in one of my other years, end of year lessons, I said, done is better than perfect. And I still believe that. If you constantly wait on things to be perfect, you will not start. You will not finish. So you have to adopt the mindset that done is better than perfect, right? It's not always going to be perfect, but as long as it's done and it's in the direction that you want to go, you're moving forward and you're not staying stagnant. I had a light bulb moment last week, as a matter of fact. I think in my Master Networks group, we were talking about income producing activities. And I thought to myself, well, what I'm doing right now doesn't seem as intentional as it needs to be. So I need to make some adjustments so that I can be much more successful in my income producing activities. So I had to look at, what am I doing? Why is it not working? What do I need to do to change? What outcome am I really looking for? And so with this season, I feel like some of the conversations, especially in this last three episodes where we talked about personal mastery, personal branding, and developing opportunities, I feel like that is something that needs to be thought about right now before we get to the top of the year. Because by the time we get to the top of the year, we need to hit the ground running. So we need to understand ourselves. We need to understand how we want to leverage ourselves. We need to understand how to develop those opportunities and what income producing activities do we need to focus on next year, especially if you're an entrepreneur. If you're in your career, what do you need to focus on in your career to further you in that career? These things need to be thought about right now, not at the top of the year. So personal mastery, personal branding, and then developing opportunities was how I sort of tapped into this last component of the season. Because I started to realize for myself that I needed to adjust to things and be much more intentional in areas. And so I'm creating a game plan right now. I'm not waiting. That's another reason why we're closing out the season earlier. Usually I wait until the middle of December, but I decided to close it out at the end of the month before Thanksgiving, because I wanted to have all of December to come up with my game plan, put all of my ducks in a row, and have everything set and ready to go at the top of the year. So listen, I hope this season has been helpful to you. I hope that you have been encouraged. I hope that I have said something or done something that has empowered you to move forward or step out of that stagnation and make those moves that are going to get you to where it is you want to go. Because one of the last reasons that I wanted this season and to sort of encourage people to own their excellence and walking their excellence is because I wanted to remind people of their potential. I wanted to remind them of their excellence. And I wanted to remind them of their unique value proposition. You know, we are as unique as a snowflake or a fingerprint. We are the sum of our influence, experience, perspective, and passion. Nobody has the exact same combination. And if we could just get that piece and start to identify from our influence what we want to draw out, the positive things that we really want to be known for, our experiences, how can we learn from them and set boundaries and manage expectations? And, you know, how can we do that to step in and walk in our excellence? That's what this is all about. So that's kind of it, guys, for the season. I'm super excited that you joined me for today, listening to this episode. I hope that you go back and listen to this season, and even further back, actually. They're all at AndreaPatrick.com/podcast. You can listen to all my episodes. You can go to my YouTube channel. I have a playlist of about 45 or 46 podcast episodes that you can just put the playlist on and get to work watching or doing your chores or whatever it is you want to do. But yeah, if you have any suggestions or thoughts about next season, any topics that you want me to cover, please, please, please leave them in the comments. And then I'm also, again, going to leave the link for the CEO Circle, which is my newsletter. I am going to be starting a Substack this year or the coming year, and I would love to be able to inform you when that is up and running so that you can follow it. It's going to be totally different content and explanations of the content that I actually create, so you understand like where the thought came from, or maybe there was a situation that sort of spearheaded the idea and I'm sharing that. So it'll be a really good mix of information and other things. So if you would go ahead and subscribe to my newsletter, CEO Circle, and I'll let you know when we get that Substack up and running. All right. Thank you so much for listening to the CEO Mindset Podcast. And once again, over here, we are constantly evolving and staying open to failing forward, because we know that it's in those failures we get that much closer to our success. Thank you so much again for listening. And I will be back next season, guys. Bye. That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be, to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode if you have any questions, comments, concerns. I want to hear all about them, and I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve.